we are going to be teaching tonight about the kingsly and priestly anointing. And I always ask God, why do I need to teach? And what he said to me was, because in this season, I'm going to release this anointing very strong into people's life. That's what he said to me. But I always said, Lord, can you confirm this to me? Always, always. I'm always asking questions because I need to know why this topic is so important to God. So all of a sudden, he said, go into the internet. And I went. And this man of God, which I am not, because I never mention names, because God doesn't want me to mention names. He's a prophet of God, a messianic prophet of God. And I see that he says prophetic word about the priestly and kingsly anointing. I couldn't believe it. So let me read it to you. And I pray that this is important. This is a base for you to understand how important this is. Not only I said it because God said it prophetically, but there is a man of God, a Christian Jewish man of God that had a prophetic word. And this is what he says. The reason we must understand the kingsly and priestly anointing, it is because God promised to release the benefits attached to those anointing starting this year. And this year he's talking about the Jewish calendar. We just celebrated the new year. And I'm going to read this again. The reason we must understand the kingsly and priestly anointing is because God's promise, this is a prophetic word from God, to release the benefits attached to those anointing starting this year. And let me tell you, you'll be surprised about the benefits of that anointing. So as I go into the topic of the priestly and kingsly anointing, I pray that we will understand what God is saying to us. I know that this is important to God. And because it is important to God, he wants to bless us. And because he wants to bless us, he wants us to know the blessings that are attached. So I am going to build a foundation before we do anything else. In Revelations 1 verse 6 says, and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. There is a kingsly and priestly anointing on each one of us that God wants us to understand, because the fullness of that anointing is going to be released this year. And you might say, why is that important to me? And I'm going to say this. I don't believe that we are a testimony of who God is in this earth. We go to church, but we don't see God resurrected through us. There is no power in our lives. There is no revelation. We go through 20, 10, 15 years of the same thing over and over, and nothing to show forth. And that is not the plan of God for our lives. If the biggest problem we have is that we can see us, including me, being a priest unto God or having a kingsly anointing, it is something that we cannot grasp, because the enemy does not want us to know who we are in Christ. So the more we say, I didn't know, we see that as an excuse for one day when we have to give an account to God. When we stand before God to say, I didn't know, I did not understand. But you know that when we stand before God, you know that there are no excuses. There are no excuses because I was abused. There are no excuses because I was raped, or I had a problem, or my mother didn't love me. There is no excuses. Because in this time when we gave our life to the Lord, He promised He was going to redeem us. He promised that He sent the Holy Spirit to bring us into all truth. But the enemy does not want us to see ourselves as king and priest. Because he knows there is power that God has given us that has not been used. We know about this, that, or the other, but we don't know how to take advantage of that kingly and priestly anointing and understand, no, this is what God gave me, this is mine, and be willing to fight for the blessings that God has given you and me. So one of the things that you need to know, and I'm going to just go over some things. God did not call everybody to the ministry. You see, I say that, and that is really not the word, because ministry is everything we do every single day in our lives, because we were created and we were born to minister to God and also minister to each other. But when we hear that word ministry, we think that it is the fivefold ministries, okay? The apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. And it is not. Your first job on this earth is to minister to God. I was just ministering to the Lord today at 6 o'clock. And I had the worship music going on, and I was just telling, Lord, I'm doing this because I want to obey you, because what your word says, and because I desire to take this time just to minister to you. We need to take time to minister to the Lord. We always go to the Lord waiting for Him to minister to us, but He's calling us, come, minister to me. It could be in worship. Because worship for me is the most important part of any service. Worship God is the most important part of any podcast, of any service. So God wants us to learn to minister to Him. And as we minister to Him, He's going to release mysteries in our life. But we really don't understand, but we don't need to, because if God is saying tonight, minister to me and let me minister to you in mysteries, there is no other way for us to, the word of God to be revealed to us, unless it's the power of the Holy Spirit, because it says He will bring us, the Holy Spirit will bring us into all truth. Not everyone was called to be a pastor or a prophet, but everyone is called to the ministry because we were born to minister to God. I hope you will never forget that. Not everyone is called into the secular world, and not everyone is called into the spiritual matters, but we all have been called to minister to the Almighty God. God has anointed. Everyone has an anointing in their lives. Everyone. Okay? If you're a teacher, you have an anointing to teach. If you work with people, God has given you an anointing to work with people. But know that there is an anointing in your life, and that anointing is an ability for you to do the work. It could be in the secular or it could be in ministry. Unless we start seeing, and one thing that I always ask God about this, okay, is you look at a person or you listen to a person, and deep inside your heart, you said, he doesn't sound like a pastor. He doesn't sound like a prophet. But you don't know what you're saying. But you're right. Because that person that is talking may be supposed to be the CEO of a company. Because God chose him or her to be the CEO of the company. But again, that does not mean that he's not in ministry, because he's supposed to minister to the Lord. They are men of God and women of God that have chosen not to get married, that have chosen to do things outside of the normal, what people in the world calls normal, just because they have an anointing in their life that is to serve God. You can carry a priestly anointing, or you can carry a kingsly anointing, okay? But you can also carry a priestly, a kingsly, and a prophetic anointing in your life. It is possible. Remember, the Bible says we are the kings and the priests of the kingdom. That is powerful. Do you feel like you're a king or a priest into the kingdom? Probably not. The enemy and the years that we heard that we live in the world is telling us that you, a kingsly anointing or a priestly anointing? No, not you. You came from the ghetto. You were poor. You were this. And these are the things the enemy will put in your mind for you not to fulfill that assignment that God has for you and to get the benefits of the anointing, either the priestly or the kingsly or both of them.